USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities in Virginia aren't saying whether the man believed to have opened fire on co-workers at a city municipal building, killing a dozen people before being killed, was facing any disciplinary action. Virginia Beach mourned the dead as investigators looked for a motive behind Friday's mass shooting. The police chief identified the 40-year-old shooter after all 12 victims' families were notified.
The suspect, and this will be the only time we will announce his name, is Dwayne Craddock.
He worked as an engineer at the city's utility department for about 15 years. The city manager, Dave Hansen, said he worked for years with many of the people gunned down inside the government complex. One co-worker says he ran into Craddock in the restroom before the shooting and had a brief conversation with him. He said nothing was out of the ordinary. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In Chicago, 31 people were shot in just a few hours. Here's WBBM reporter Dave Berner.
Police suspect the return of warm and sunny weather after a wet May was part of the reason for the upswing in shootings. The violence touched the entire city, including neighborhoods close to the city center. Police recently released figures on violent crime in the city for the first 5 months of 2019 and reported an overall decline in murders and shootings when compared to the same period last year.
There's a flash flood warning in effect around Dardanelle, Arkansas, after a levee burst. Yell County Judge Mark Thone describes the situation.
It's quite a sight to see. For probably 300, 400 yards, the water was cascading over like stairs. You know, it was like you've seen pictures of water cascading down a stairway. Well, that's what it looked like, and when it blowed, it was instantaneous.
Much of the South and Midwest have been drenched by heavy rain in recent weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
During a speech in Singapore, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan downplayed reports of a trade war with China. John Clements reports.
In a speech to the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, Mr. Shanahan rejected suggestions that the U.S. is in a trade war with Beijing, reserving his criticism of China to militarize man-made islands in the South China Sea in efforts to steal technology, especially from American corporations.
We're not going to ignore Chinese behavior. I think in the past people have kind of tiptoed around that. It's not about being confrontational. It's about being open and having a dialogue.
I'm John Clemens.
There was a big upset in women's tennis at the French Open. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
World number one Naomi Osaka, who was upset in the third round of Roland Garros today by the unseeded Katerina Siniakova, revealed afterwards that she had not been feeling well and had been feeling tension all week.
I just know today I felt very tired and... like, the other matches, too, I had, like, this headache, right? But I didn't feel tired. So I'm thinking, like, the headache is just my stress, kind of. It just kept staying, because I don't really get sick like that.
Osaka had been riding a 14-match winning streak in Grand Slams. There is a silver lining if the pressure of the Grand Slam was weighing on Osaka. It's now been lifted. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.